Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lauren and Mean interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then the show's for you. Hi, Tracy. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, Laura. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
I am so excited to chat with you. I was just telling you that I've been looking forward to this for about a year. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Tracy Livesey. I am a contemporary interracial romance author. I've been published since 2014. I write full time. I used to be a criminal defense attorney. I am married and I have three children.
I love this. And so I talked to a lot of lawyers because they happen to write,
you know,
especially romance, you know, like, I'm like, I love it. So I'm curious to hear from you. How did your law career inform your writing of romance? You know,
it actually does. Part of what happens when you go to law school, and they used to tell us this, is that it changes the way you think. You think more analytically. And yeah. I found that to be true. That really informed not only sort of how I write. So I'm sure we'll talk about this later, but I am a plotter. I'm very methodical in terms of how I write, how many drafts I do, what each draft, the purpose of each draft, all of that is sort of very planned out and methodical for me. So my law degree and career helped me in that way, but also in terms of how I approached becoming published in the industry. So I was very strategic and I had a plan, and I knew that I needed to sort of research to figure out what I wanted to do, what would be the best place for me before I sort of dove in to the industry. And so I really do believe that my legal career primed me in that way, so that when it came time to try to become published professionally, I was ready to do so.
I love this. Yeah, I feel like there's transferable skills. Also, the amount of writing that you do as a lawyer, you know, like, it's like you're writing all the time. It's like you may write different ways, but you're exercising that muscle over and over.
Yes. And we, you know, you read a lot, and, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen sort of like the law school books, but they are very like thick for a reason. I mean, we read a lot. We are writing a lot. We are analyzing. And like you said, I think all of those skills are transferable when it comes to writing and writing romance.
This. All right. So let's chat about American Royalty, because, like I said, it's the fan fiction that we wanted, that we needed, that we were denied for. And you just delivered it to us. So tell us the other end of the page.
Thank you. That was my goal. We were denied and I wanted us to have this. It's true. I think how it's being pitched is in this dangerous, sexy rom-com that evokes Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan Markle, an American rapper goes across the pond to meet a reclusive royal and ends up turning his life in the palace upside down.
And she does. And it's so good.
Yes.
There's forced proximity. There's like a bit of like a rough around the feathers, meet cute. He did not know she existed. And God bless that. The fact that he's like, I don't know, but I guess this is who we're going to have, you know, in the concert.
Yeah.
No, did not know what she actually did, you know. And then we got a Rihanna type, you know, as a duchess, because she wants to do her beauty, you know, her beauty enterprise, as opposed to just being a rapper. So,
yes.
Yeah.
It's really interesting when you look at recording artists in the music industry, and a lot of people think that that's a way to get rich or to make a lot of money. I think people also think the same might be true for authors. But when you look at the recording industry, the money doesn't necessarily come from performing in itself or making albums. I mean, it comes from writing, and it comes from touring, and it comes from merchandising and licensing. And so a lot of entertainers, rappers, singers, you know, whatever, also have these other businesses. I think once they find out, oh, I'm not going to get rich or make a lot of money just by doing this one thing. And so I wanted to be clear that Duchess is a rapper and a great rapper, but becoming a rapper was sort of her way to try to get control over her life. And she equates sort of control and power over her life with money. Mm-hmm. And as she got into the industry, she realized, oh, yes, I'm popular. Yes, I am making money, but there are other people who are controlling me and pulling my strings. And so I need to find a way so that I am in this position of control and power over my life. And that's how she sort of gets into business, and, you know, and it goes from there. But it was a common story as I was doing my research to find that a lot of rappers and hip hop artists have other ventures for that very reason.
Yeah, I think it's just like, I think we're in an era where there's multiple side hustles, there's multiple, you know, things you're pushing, doing, licensing, like do this, do that. You know, I think we're just, I think it's a millennial, you know, Gen Zer kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's like not just any recording artists, like you just see it like everywhere. Like, you know, people are like, they have their hand in many pots. You know, as someone,
yes,
you're talking to someone who has that. And I'm like, yeah, like I have my hand in many pots, you know, like income comes from different streams. Like I have multiple income streams, you know.
Yes. I mean, and that's what you have to do. That's what makes sense. Putting it all sort of, you know, in one basket is a way to definitely risk losing that money. Or, you know, and like you said, having the multiple streams is important, because if one goes, there still are others to keep you afloat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's not just that. I think it's like a combination of like creative fulfillment, because like you realize, and I think this is like apply for like you have a job, a day job that you hate, but you're like, okay, but I'm making money on other places and I have all these other stuff. It right-sized the place that you hate. And so in some ways, like Duchess was like, I hate like being controlled, but then she has her reprieve by going to her beauty line and having all these different things like creativity. She can actually be creative about it, and she can use herself and the brand and all these different things. And so it makes her rapping career more palatable. Like I'm like, all right, well, it's a day job. Like, you know?
I love that. Yes, that is so true. Absolutely.
So it's totally fine. Like, honestly, I think it's like this book will speak to those millennial and Gen Zers who have these multiple income streams, you know, that the media is telling us that we have to, or that we're, you know, we're fickle. We're like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, no. I mean, I think that the days of sort of having one career that you do for, you know, 40 years at one job, I mean, I think those days are over. We're just not there as a society anymore.
No, we're not. You know, we're not. I've been doing this for 10 years and I'm like, yeah, this is like, it's not changing, you know.
Right.
It is totally fine. But I love this. All right. So actually, let's chat about Girls Trip, because I actually love that series so much. So tell us about this series and what was the source of inspiration and why should readers pick it up too? Because once you're American royalty, then you're like, oh, we need to pick up more. So let's talk about Girls Night, Girls Trip.
Yeah, so my Girls Trip series was inspired by my real life friendship with a group of women I met my first year of college. Mm-hmm. We stayed friends throughout all 4 years, and then we ended up accidentally going on vacation together a couple of years after we graduated. One of my friends had a business trip in Florida, and her company sent her and had gotten her this little bungalow on the beach. Mm-hmm. And she was like, you know, I'm here for a week. I'm going to be in meetings like a whole bunch of time, but it's really nice. And I haven't seen you guys in a couple years. Like, why don't you come down? And at that time, I was studying for the bar. So I was like, I'm sure. Yes, absolutely. I'll come. And most of us, I think one of us couldn't make it, but like out of a group of five of us, four of us was able to go down. And we had a great time during that week. And it was the first time we had been together like that since we graduated from college. And so at the end of the week, we were like, this was so fun. We have to do this again next year. And so like the next year rolled around and we made plans and we did it again. And, you know, it just turned into this thing that we started doing every year. And we've been doing it 25 or 26 years at this point. We've gone every year. There have been some years when some of us can't make it for, like, you know, being pregnant or any something like that. COVID was the first year, 2020, mm-hmm. that we weren't able to get together. But, you know, and it's something that we have just sort of not taken for granted, but we're used to. And so when we're on vacations, you know, we go out, we're at dinner or somewhere, and you usually, you know, people will see us or whatever, and they may say, you know, who are you guys, or how do you know each other? And we'll tell them the story, and they're always sort of like shocked, you know, and happy, and like, wow, that's really great that you guys are still doing this. And so when I was talking to my editor after I'd finished my first series with Avon, we were talking about what the next book was going to be. I sent her a list, and I had just sort of mentioned that I'd go on vacation with my friends and kind of given her like a brief thing about the story about me and my friends. And she was like, oh my God, that would be a great idea for a series. And so that is, you know, sort of how the Girls Trip series came about. I mean, it was, you know, through real life experiences. And what I wanted to do was have this group of friends have the first chapter be them on vacation so that you get to, you know them and see their interaction. And then the book would be about one of the friends and, you know, getting their romantic story.
It's so good.
Thank you. I love that series. I hope I get to go back to it.
But I think we got a couple more friends, so we should. You know, but it's so good. At least we got two of them. So if you want to binge on them, they're so good. They're like a good escape for, like, you know, these are perfect summer books. So you're just like, yes. Okay, like I'm on the beach, you know, or I'm in the pool. Or I'm just an AC right now, you know?
Yes, wherever. Yes.
Wherever you are. These are summer bugs, you know?
Yes. Awesome. It's true. It's perfect because they go on vacation in the summer. So it's the perfect time.
It is a perfect time. All right. So let's have some book recommendations. Do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick up?
Oh my gosh. There are so many books. You know, when I am writing, I don't tend to read romance because I don't want to be influenced in any way. So I tend to read a lot of outside of my genre, usually nonfiction, sometimes some mysteries and thrillers. Mm-hmm. And I just finished writing about 2 to 3 weeks ago. So I'm like ready to like binge on some romances. obviously, well, I shouldn't say obviously. So The Wedding Crasher is going to be my pick for the entire year. I love Mia Sosa's writing. She is so funny. I literally laugh out loud when I'm reading her books, and doing that like in public places and having people look at you, you know, like something's wrong with you. And I just want to be like, if you were reading this book, you would understand. So definitely The Wedding Crasher. I finished Adriana Herrera's A Caribbean Heiress in Paris. I had been wanting to read that for a while. She is a friend of mine, and I had read some of it, but I hadn't read the entire thing. And it was lovely. It was lush and gorgeous. And, you know, to read it and imagine a woman of color as the heroine is something that, you know, it made me happier than I thought it would. So I definitely love that book. What else? Oh, what I'm going to read next is Fake It Till You Bake It by Jamie Wesley. That just came out today, and I've been excited to read that. So that is on my list. And then just for a nonfiction, I finished Into Every Generation by Evan Ross Katz, and that is about Buffy. I was a Buffy fan. I am a Buffy fan. You know, it's been a little problematic. Well, it has been problematic, but these recent Joss allegations also sort of make you look back at it. And I wondered if the book would get into that, and it really did. I thought it was very well done, very comprehensive, very critical in terms of analyzing the show and the legacy and the representation. I really, really enjoyed it. So those are my recommendations.
Okay, I've been dying to read the Buffy book because I do follow Evan on Insta. And so I've been dying to read it. So now you're telling me I have to. Like, I'm actually on a normal binge. I'm reading about vampires right now. I did not read Twilight when it came out. Did not have that moment. I just happen to have that moment now. You know, at right about age of 40, you know.
It's okay, honestly. And you know, that book, it's fine. I say read it and enjoy it, and you know,
and maybe it's something I grew up with. Like, we grew up watching Buffy, you know. But it's so problematic.
Yes,
in 2022.
Yes, it is. And the thing that is interesting that I found as I was reading it is and I think he mentions this towards the end of the book, is the idea that can you still have love or be a fan of something that you also find problematic?
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's a really interesting question. And it's one that I do grapple with, because while I am, you know, I was a huge fan of it, and I was, you know, there was, you know, a certain ship that I, you know, at a certain point would be, you know, let's debate, let's get into it. Now that ship feels so, it's so problematic. It's so wrong. That's why it's a really good book, because he does delve into that issue. And I thought he did it in a really good way. So I would definitely recommend you read it.
Okay, thank you. I am gonna buy it. You know, like, I have to. I'm like, it's funny enough, like revisiting those like old shows of the CW. You know, there's an account that does out of context Seventh Heaven TikToks reels, and that show is so fucking problematic. Like,
oh my God.
I'll send you the link and I'll put it on the show notes, but they put like, you know, like random like pregnant kids, or like, you know, someone's doing drugs, or like it's called No Context Seventh Heaven, you know.
But my God,
those were the shows that I watched. I grew up watching Buffy.
Yeah.
You know, Seventh Heaven.
Yeah, I watched Seventh Heaven 2. Yes, that was another one. Yes.
Yeah, the WB. It was before the CW. It was the WB. You know.
Before the CW. Yes. Those of us who understand and know how the CW came,
yeah.
WB, EPN merger, yes.
Yeah.
Were, you know, we were WB people. I remember. Yes.
Thank you for going on this tangent with me. So tell us where we can find you online.
Mostly you can find me on Instagram at tracy.livesey. I have a website. It's, you know, purely informational. That's tracylivesey.com. If you are a Facebook person, I have an author page, Tracy Livesey Author. I also have a reader group, the Livelies Romance Reader Group. I'm not on Facebook as much, but there is constant content. Mm-hmm. I just don't interact as much on Facebook as I do on Instagram. I'm also on Twitter, but it's the same. Twitter is at T Livesey. But again, if you want like interaction, that's Instagram.
I love this. So thank you, Tracy, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me, Laura. I had, you know, a really good time. Thank you.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whatyourwearenextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With LibraFM, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports the local community. If you're new to audiobooks, they're the perfect way to squeeze more reading into your busy life. Listen with the free LibraFM app while you do your chores, walk the dog, relax at home. If you already love audiobooks and don't know what to listen next, check out recommendations from people who know the best booksellers. The Watch Your Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on LibraFM for the price of one with your first month membership. Use code WATCHYOURNEXT. The offer is valid only for new members in Canada and the U.S. The Watch Your Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourwearenextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.